From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Got a head of fiery hair and a turbocharged backpack.
Johnny Depp.
The genius sisters use them like a lab rat.
Johnny Depp.
The neat freak dad at home, a super busy mom.
Johnny Depp.
The boy's best friend is a talking dog.
That's
right. Three extreme genes in an air-breathing shark. Mega action game control and skating in the park. A feral booster bling bling, what do we make of this? Johnny Test. Johnny Test. This is the life of a boy named Johnny Test.
What do we make of this?
Johnny Test. Johnny Test. This is the life of a boy named Johnny Test.
Hello and welcome to Tooncast Beyond. This is episode 59. We are back, as if you couldn't tell, because last episode I had a round table here and we all just let it go. So I'm just going to let that podcast episode go and be, and people can judge me or not on my opinions of the farce that is Frozen. But in episode 59 here, leading up to our 60th episode, which will be Gargoyles, we're going to be talking about one of the best Cartoon Network shows that they've put out in a long time. At least since, you know, the days of Dexter and Powerpuff and Johnny Bravo and all that.
We're actually going to be talking about regular show?
I hate you. No. At least you didn't say the AT word, so just don't even bring that up. So, as you can hear, returning to Tooncast Beyond is Sketch 1984. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. The last time I think we had you on the show was Flushed Away and the DreamWorks recap.
Yeah, man.
I think that was the last time. It was a couple of, it's been about 2 years, because I remember I never wanted to do this podcast again after I finished the DreamWorks spotlight. I was like, Tooncast Beyond? What is that? Oh, no. I wanted to do to Tooncast Beyond what Fox did to Boston Public. Basically forgot about it and never put out any DVDs for it. It just, ladies and gentlemen, as you heard in our animation direction spotlight with TV's Mr. Neil and I am renewed. I am all set to go. Tooncast Beyond has a whole new... We're throwing the seasons out, folks. Like I said last episode in episode 58, no more seasons. No more locking us into one specific company or category or title or whatever. We will do spotlights here and there, but they're not going to be what the first two quote-unquote seasons of the podcast were. So as I said,
sensible choice.
Yes, I know, right? So as I said, you know, in the vein of Powerpuff Girls, Johnny Bravo, actually we're going to be talking about another Johnny from Cartoon Network. And actually, it did not start on Cartoon Network. It started on Kids WB.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about the critically acclaimed, the much-loved Johnny Test, people.
Critically acclaimed?
Sure, why not?
I guess maybe it won an Emmy. Or was nominated, at least.
Wow. Well, you can tell, folks, who's going to be the Debbie Downer of this show.
Yeah, usually I'm the positive one, but not this time.
No. Just so I have this right, I am going to read from Wikipedia, Nobody Cut My Arm Off. Awards and nominations. In 2006, the first season of the series was nominated for Outstanding Sound Editing Live Action Animation at the 33rd Daytime Emmy Awards. and a Golden Reel Award for Best Sound Editing and Television Animation for the episode paired Deep Sea Johnny and Johnny and the Amazing Turbo Action Backpack.
So it wasn't for the writing.
All right. Well, folks, let's just break down to the nitty-gritty. Johnny Test is, like I said, it debuted on Kids WB, or the WB, in 2005 to 2006. It then moved over to the CW because the WB became the CW 2006-2008. In 2009, from 2009 to now, Cartoon Network has it. There's supposedly going to be a seventh season. I can't find any, like, real confirmation
really?
To that.
I thought it was done because Scott Fellows has moved on to another show.
Possibly.
Not that I mean, he can't do two. I mean, look at the guy who did Danny Phantom and Fairly Odd Parents.
Hey, leave Butch Hartman alone.
I love Fairly Butch Hartman.
Fairly Odd Parents is awesome.
I'm just saying that somebody, some guy can do two shows. Apparently Greg Wiseman cannot.
Okay. All right. So, Johnny Test, when I first found this show, I had already seen about two seasons worth of Phineas and Ferb. And I was like, hey, this is Phineas and Ferb, but ass backwards. Because you have... And notice sketches saying nothing, folks.
The apropos probably... is Dexter's Laboratory ass backwards.
Okay, yeah, that is true. But I don't know, because I was watching Phineas and Ferb at the same time I was...
The redhead... is now the sisters, the dumb blonde is now the little brother.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I'm not saying you're not right. I'm saying that when I was first watching this series and when I first was watching Phineas and Ferb, I was like, hey, these have similar yet different... There's a few similarities between the two shows, but you are right. It is more akin to Dexter, a reversal of, you know... It's like... Dexter's Lab's Bizarro World is what this show is like.
Yes, that is exactly what it's like.
And I love it because it's so interesting to me. It really is. I mean, this is a cartoon series that predominantly has traditional animation. It's, you know, there are no weird shapes or, you know, I mean... Everybody kind of looks, you know, normal in this show versus something like Phineas and Ferb, where Phineas is a triangle head and Ferb is some weird I don't even know. Whatever.
I think it's just a rectangle, man.
Okay, a rectangle. I was going to say he's a tetris. He's a piece of Tetris is what he is. actually, I think Dr. Doof's building is... comes from Tetris. It's like they jumped back to the 90s and went to Videoland and went to the world of Tetris and bribed Mayor Squaresley for Doof to have a piece of the Tetris. Anyway,
that's a Captain N reference for you.
Yeah. I mean, when I compare this to Phineas and Ferb, I'm comparing it based on Johnny and Dookie want to have the best whatever. They want to have the best day ever, the best summer ever. The cool thing about this is that it's not locked into one season. And sure, Phineas and Ferb have had Christmas Vacation and the Phineas and Ferb Family Christmas Special or whatever it was, but Phineas and Ferb is, you know, has been going one long-ass summer for nearly 7 years now. Johnny Test, you know, you see him in school, you see him in all these different adventures, you see him do all this cool stuff, and I really dig it. I think I'd have to say off the top of my head without looking through the entire episode list, one of my favorite episodes is when they do the Tom and Johnny episode, which is from season 4.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The one where they spoof Tom and Jerry. And the whole episode, Johnny's like, where have I seen this before? I swear this is familiar. I absolutely love that. What were your first impressions when first of all, when did you first see the show? Did you see it in its original airings on WB, or did you not see it until Cartoon Network?
I saw a little bit on WB. I mostly saw it on Cartoon Network. The first couple of seasons were co-produced by Warner Brothers Animation, and those were the better looking series overall. The general impression I got was it was reverse Dexter's Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And, I always felt like they had some clever ideas, but the main character was really obnoxious, and I just didn't care for any of the antagonists. And also the sisters constantly fawning over Gil got old really fast.
Yeah, I will say that the Gil thing did get old very fast. I will agree with that. I didn't find Johnny annoying because he's what, 11?
Yeah, right? Something like that.
People are going to kill me from comparing it to this, and I'm sure you might even drop the call on this one, but Johnny Test is the kid of the now version of Bart Simpson. He's not as underachieving as Bart, but he wants to have as much fun as he possibly can. He likes skateboarding, he likes hanging out with his dog, he likes playing video games, he loves junk food. He wants to do everything we wanted to do as kids, hence why I kind of relate
he's
to it
Bart
a little
Simpson
bit.
Bart Simpson cranked to 11. Ha 11.
Funny. Yeah. He's Bart Simpson that. Over 9,000!
It's over 8,000, actually.
Okay, whatever.
That's a thing whatever. Now. Because the internet meme was, of course, over 9,000, but yes. I digress. One connection to that, actually. The most of the voice cast in Johnny Test, a lot of them were in that old dub of Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, they were.
In fact, Johnny's dad was Goku at one point.
It was
great to hear Ian Cortland again, actually. That's one thing in particular I really liked about it. And I also liked hearing Scott McNeil.
Yeah, hearing Scott McNeil in anything is just amazing. I wish he had more, but I love him as Eddie in Mega Man. I wish there was more of Eddie in Mega Man. All right, so since you brought up the voice cast, we will go ahead and talk about them. You have James Arnold Taylor as Johnny Test. You have Mariki Hendrickse as Susan Test. Lee Tokar is the General. Ashley Ball is Mary Test. Luis Cirillo is Dookie from 2005 to 2011. And then Trevor Duvall took over as Dookie from 2006 to 2013. You already mentioned Ian James Corlett. And I'm used to hearing Ian as Cheetor, as Mega Man, as anything else other than Mr. Test. And Mr. Test is just amazing. I love Mr. Test. He's awesome.
He is probably one of my favorite characters, along with Dookie. I like Dookie.
Oh, yeah.
Dookie. I like Dookie. We're very mature here at Toon Cast Beyond.
That old Green Day album, right. Uh-huh. Mr. Test is absolutely amazing because he's a character that is pretty much one-dimensional. He's, at the same time, he's different than most other cartoon dads because there aren't a lot of cartoon dads that I know that are the stay-at-home parent. I mean, most of the time when we see Mr. Test, he's at home doing the lawn or cleaning the house or making meatloaf. Meatloaf. And Johnny's mom is off, doing her thing. But Mr. Test, just hearing Ian's voice, and the only reason why I love Ian as Mr. Test is because I wonder if he uses that voice on his own kids.
He might.
That's
yet another mirror of Dexter's Laboratory. The the mother is essentially in the same position as the father in Dexter's Laboratory, and vice versa.
So Ashley Ball was Mary Test for 78 episodes, 2006 to 2013. In the earlier 45 other episodes, Brittany Wilson was Mary Test. You got Scott McNeil as Mr. White. How do you not love Scott McNeil as Mr. White? Mr. White and Mr. Black are awesome. I don't much care. As much as
those
I love
are the
Lee
secret
Tokar,
agents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as I love Lee Tokar, I don't really care for the general all that much. But Mr. Black, Mr. White, the secret agents, they're awesome. Andrew Francis is Gil. Kathleen Barr was the mom. Richard Newman was Professor Slopsink. That's just awesome. Rhinox is Professor Slopsink. very, very awesome voice cast. I did notice the change on Dookie at first, and I'm like, hey, wait a second, that's not Dookie.
It's kind of a dramatic change.
It is, but once you get used to it, it's all right. I like Trevor Duvall's, not impersonation, but take on the character. And the character itself doesn't really change. The voice changes a little bit, but... I really do enjoy that. I remember, I've been preparing for this episode, folks, for like 2 years, honestly, at this point, because I remember when Johnny Test first hit Netflix, I watched all of what was there at the time. I think it was like through the fifth season or the fourth season. I watched it all in like a month and a half.
Whoa.
That's how much I love this show. It's just, it's got so much rewatchability. You know, I had an arch nemesis as a kid. I remember doing these whole schoolyard, not bully things, but the whole schoolyard fights between myself and my arch nemesis as a child. So I really do, you know, kind of, obviously I was the Johnny version and somebody else was Bling Bling, but I like the whole animosity and fights between Johnny and Bling Bling. I think they're hilarious. And then the whole thing with the superhero team, you know, Johnny X strikes back again one more time. It's like, that's just hilarious.
They milk the Johnny X thing quite a bit, didn't they?
Yeah, but, you know, it worked.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Johnny X and his fighting Force 5 or whatever it was off the top of my head. I love the animation. So much animation today is... All right, well, you already mentioned it. You compare this to a regular show, I can watch just animation alone, the styles, and I know they're very different styles, but regular shows animation just makes me want to change the channel.
Wow, I couldn't disagree more. Though regular show is very simple, I won't deny that. But Johnny Test, particularly the Flash animated seasons? No way, man. Regular show looks way better.
It's... I don't know. This show is just so fun. You cannot sit here and tell me that you haven't had fun at some point watching this show.
I'm trying to think of a time. There probably was one. Sometimes I like stupid humor.
Well, that's all regular show and Adventure Time are, stupid humor.
Oh, regular show's getting really drama heavy. Which, by the way, check out Steven Universe. That's some good stuff.
Ugh, talk about crappy animation.
What?
You heard me.
Oh, shame on you, sir.
Is there anything about Johnny Test that you find absolutely ugly and don't care for at all? Other than the choice of humor?
Generally, the designs.
Really?
I mean, Johnny looks all right. His sisters look all right. Some of his nemesis are creatively designed, I suppose, but not really my cup of tea. I do like the, I think his name's the general, his next door neighbor. I like that design.
His next door neighbor. No, the next door neighbor is Gil.
The general. No, I must be thinking of a different show. I'm actually thinking of Evil Con Carne.
Either that, or you're thinking of Fairly Odd Parents with Dinkelberg.
No, definitely not Dinkelberg. No, but isn't there a character in Johnny Test that's like he's dressed up like a commando?
That's the general.
Okay, that is the general. I do like the general's look overall. The agents are good.
That's the guy who's in charge of the agents.
Ah.
So.
All right.
For me, there are some animation effects that I don't quite like in Johnny Test. There are some designs I don't quite like, but I think the overall tone of the show and the... I know you'll argue this, but the stories, as simple as they may be, are really fun and good. That's what we're missing nowadays, at least from my cartoon watching. I'm missing good, funneled cartoon stories, and I know you'll say,
watching the right cartoons.
Yeah. Well, there is Turtles, and there is, you know, whatever else, but, like... Johnny Test, I really do dig it. I really, you know, I really think it does stack up. It does have a place in line with, you know, Powerpuff and Dexter and all that stuff. I really, really do.
Well, it's cut from the same cloth, at least.
Yeah, true. Very true. Do you have a favorite moment from any of the episodes? Do you have a favorite Johnny moment or Dookie moment? Do you have some?
There was some pretty good time travel stuff. And also, the episode when Johnny gets turned into a woman's pretty funny. Not anywhere near as good as the episode when Johnny Bravo gets turned into a woman, but it's hard to top that.
Yeah. For me, like I already mentioned, I think my favorite part of the series or my favorite episode of the series is probably Tom and Johnny, where they mimic and homage Tom and Jerry. I do like the Fighting Force 5 episodes. I like the Smarty Pants episode. That was pretty funny. I tell you one thing that kind of got me to the point where, just stop already, is Bling Bling's constant need to kiss Susan at sunset.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Bling Bling, discount Mandark anyone?
Well,
he's not a genius, though.
No,
which
makes
him even worse.
Yeah, he does have four or five scientists working for him.
Yeah. But he basically fills that role.
Yeah. He doesn't have as good a laugh as Mandark does, though.
Who does?
Nobody.
I will not even try to do it because I can't I can't possibly do it well enough.
Yeah, neither can I. There's just no way, folks.
Find a clip. Stick it in there.
Yeah. I wish Johnny Test would do more episodes. I understand Scott Fellows has moved on. And if the series is going to be ending, that's fine. I mean, we had 6 seasons of it.
And that was more a lot of episodes.
Yeah. There is 130 total. Oh my god. 130 whole episodes, 260 segments. Basically, at this point in the show's lifespan, it's about as long as He-Man and the Masters of the Universe from Filmation.
Considering each of those segments is a separate story, I gotta give them credit for coming up with enough stories to do 260 of those things.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's no easy task. You run out of ideas eventually.
Very true. And if you look at stuff like, you know, you look at the way cartoons are made now, they want to reach that 65 mark, that magical syndication mark. And then because, you know, certain companies will say, oh, it's too expensive to make this show and we have to, you know, we got to finish it off and blah, 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 blah. Johnny Test didn't have that problem, but I wish more shows, more cartoons would be like this. I mean, sure, we all know CGI is expensive, but it's one of those things where I just wish there was more of some other cartoons, just like there's more of this one. And you're right, 260 stories total. I mean, 260 segments in all is just amazing. I think another one of my favorite moments is when they did the one where they have to travel to the micro-universe.
Hmm.
One where they got shrunk down and...
The obligatory shrink episode.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of like that. That was interesting. Because you had a complete reversal of, you know, you had a Johnny Test with red hair instead of yellow hair and whatever else. If there will be a season 7, if they do a small one, that'd be great. But I really, really enjoy this show. I mean, it's, you know.
So you were one of the handful of people that really, really liked when Cartoon Network played this at all times of the day, every day.
Oh, absolutely. It's better than what they show now.
Well, now half their schedule is just Gumball and Teen Titans Go.
That's what I'm saying. It's better than what it is now. I mean,
I feel like Teen Titans Go is my kind of Johnny Test type show.
Seriously?
I realize it's very juvenile humor. I realize that. But I find it to be clever most of the time. But the designs are just awful. Just awful. Why couldn't they look better? But I digress.
I mean, my problem with Teen Titans Go is and I don't like the original series, but...
That's your first problem. You don't like the original Teen Titans series, which was fantastic. By the way, do you still not really like Brave and the Bold?
It's all right. It's not my Batman. I like certain episodes from that one. But Batman the Animated Series is far superior to Brave and the Bold.
Obviously, it's Batman the Animated Series. It's not even... And there's Batman Beyond. And, you know, right. Even the Batman has its shining moments. So they're all pretty good in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, Brave and the Bold. Now that's a fun show. Very clever, well written. Lots of stories, over 65 episodes. Great stuff. And yet you seem very, eh. So I feel like there's just some things that we're not going to agree on.
No.
This is definitely one of them.
The best part about Batman the Brave and the Bold is when Pee Wee Herman came on as Batmite.
Oh, no disagreement there. And Henry Winkler showed up as Ambush Bug.
I mean, Cartoon Network, their schedule now is just... Because, I don't know.
It's an abysmal state. Not only because they don't have any action cartoons except for, like, Pokemon. And they got a new Transformers series that they're sticking at 6:30 in the morning. And I don't know what's sadder. The fact that that's that early or the fact that they say that that's the ideal time to put something like that.
That's not... When they were running Transformers Animated, they ran it at 8:30 in the morning. That's
reasonable. That's fine. Yeah. Prime time would be better, but... It's not split hairs.
Yeah. Overall, I absolutely love Johnny Test. There are a few things that are nitpicky on my end about it, but it's such a good cartoon. It's such a good rewatchable cartoon for me. Because I can go on Netflix right now and pick out various episodes. Actually, right before we started this, I was in the middle of watching Tom and Johnny.
Yeah, I'd much rather watch Dexter's Lab or Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, that's a discussion for another day because that show has severely gone downhill.
I don't pay that much attention to it at this point, honestly, but Gravity Falls, that's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, if you like that kind of stuff.
What do you, if you like good things?
No, that... if you like that kind of Halloween. Gravity Falls is an animated version of X-Files.
That's pretty close. It's like X-Files slash DuckTales.
Except Mabel is a little bit more crazy than Scully was. Or a lot more crazy than Scully was. All right, folks. So we can give out some information here. Obviously, I already mentioned that Johnny Test is on DVD. It is all four seasons, I believe. Four or five. I think all four or five seasons are on Netflix. You can watch it there. I don't know if it's on Hulu. I'm sure it's on iTunes because I've seen it there before.
Let me check.
What? Hulu?
Five seasons are on Netflix.
Yeah.
And as for Hulu, I'm just checking with my phone. It's the fastest way. Definitely it's going slow.
Yeah.
Move faster, phone. You're not that smart.
So yeah, there are plenty of ways to watch Johnny Test online for free. Netflix is probably your best option. If you don't
look like
use
it's on Hulu.
If you don't use Netflix, then I'm sorry.
I seem to recall that the DVD sets are pretty much bargain bin.
Well, yeah, but...
As in, they're very affordable.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it looks like there's... it looks like Johnny Test only has a few clips on here, on Hulu. But, yeah, so use Netflix, folks. It has all four seasons full episodes, or all five seasons full episodes. Absolutely love it. For me, out of 0 to 5 stars, I'm going to give this 4.5. There are a few animation things that I don't like in the show, but other than that, absolutely love Johnny Test. What are you going to give it out of 5?
Out of 5. Now, how does your ranking scale go again? Because you had specific points, like 5 was buy it.
4 yeah. was... We've changed since then.
Well, then give me the update.
Yeah, we changed since then.
Okay. So you do so halves.
What... Yeah, we do halves now. So what are you going to rate this series 0 to 5 stars, sir?
2.5.
What? Are you crazy?
Nope.
Are you drinking?
Nope.
Are you sure?
You really want me to rate it 3?
I mean, 2.5.
I could budge on a 3. I'm not going any higher.
Oh, boy. Johnny Test fans, reach out. Comment on this episode post and tell Sketch how wrong he is.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads and some other stuff. We're going to come back with final words and all that good stuff after this.
Hello, geeks. Want a podcast that covers a vast array of topics with no rhyme or reason? Then check out Altered Geek Unlimited, where the topics fly more or less off the cuff. We cover media news, TV, our favorite geek products, and of course, your feedback. So get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
So let's say you're looking for a podcast of your favorite 80s comic books, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Ninja Turtles, He-Man, etc. Where are you going to go to find us?
Welcome to Star Joe's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm Chuck. That's right, everybody. We're the Star Joes. We host a podcast called Star Joe's Podcast, where we talk about your favorite comic books, your favorite toys of all the 80s properties.
Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Mask, Thundercats, Voltron, you name it, we cover it. If it's in the 80s, we'll cover it at some point.
Yeah, so what you want to do to find us, you can go to iTunes, you can go to www.starjoes.com.
And remember, the Force will be with you.
Because knowing us is half the battle.
All right, folks, we are back. Final words for Johnny Test, sir. What would you say about the show?
Well, I have this to say about Johnny Test. It was very successful. It did excellent on Cartoon Network. So clearly, a lot of people liked it. I'm just not really one of them.
And people might be wondering why I had him on for this episode, because I thought I was going to be able to change his mind, folks.
Oh, no, sir.
Apparently not.
I loathe the show. There's shows that I loathe. This isn't one of them. But
yeah.
I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it.
See, and I'm the exact opposite, folks. I will go out of my way to watch this show if I want something fun to watch. Because I've seen all of the Phineas and Ferb episodes like 1,000 times over. In 2 years, I've seen all of Johnny Test once, and I go back here and there, but I don't go back as often. Like, Phineas and Ferb, going to that is like, you know, it's like the Indian girl from Jungle Book going to the well every morning is pretty much, you know, how I watch Phineas and Ferb. All right, what have you got going on in your online life, sir? Are you doing other podcasts? Are you doing other blogs? Any of that stuff?
Yeah, actually, as of last summer, took over as the host and editor of the Toonami Faithful podcast, located at ToonamiFaithful.com, podcast.ToonamiFaithful.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher. We have been on Podomatic, but we're moving. We'll still probably have a few episodes up there for a while. And we just moved to SoundCloud. So you can go to soundcloud.com/ToonamiFaithfulPodcast. So you obviously know what Toonami is, and I would assume at least a lot of your listeners do.
Oh, yeah. We actually talked to Tom a while ago.
Oh, yeah. You talked to Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Absolutely. Gotta love the Toonami.
Yeah. So that's keeping me pretty busy. It is actually March 17th as we record this, so by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day. But also, it is the anniversary, the 18th anniversary of Toonami's broadcast on Cartoon Network back in 1997. So wow. Toonami's legal now.
Toonami's been legal since day one.
It's super legal now that it's on Adult Swim.
I just wish that they'd get rid of Adult Swim and just call it fucking Toonami.
Interesting concept, but
No. Funny guy. No, I'm saying, like, get rid of the whole Adult Swim angle of things and just put all the stuff that's on Adult Swim on, just have it as Toonami.
So rebrand Adult Swim as Toonami?
Yes.
You want Family Guy on Toonami?
Well, they put everything else on there.
Well, they only put action shows on Toonami. It's an action blog.
Right. Duh.
I know. I'm all for Venture Brothers on Toonami. I'm good with that. But yeah, other shows, it's a bit of a stretch.
I don't even know why Family Guy's on Adult Swim. It's on TBS every friggin' night at this point.
Oh, that's because it's incredibly high rated. You see, Johnny Test was like the Family Guy of Cartoon Network for a time. I will make that comparison. It is an apt comparison.
Except Johnny Test is 1,000 times better than fucking Family Guy. Oh, thank you for joining us here on Tooncast Beyond. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes, please do this. Follow us on Twitter. At ToonCastBeyond is the show Twitter. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio, which is the network Twitter. Mine is TFG1Mike. What is your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Sketch1984.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/Geekcast or Radio Network. Call the voicemail line and tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of ToonCast Beyond. And wish you'll join us next time when we will be finally getting to an episode of the podcast. 6 years in the making. Everybody, when I was doing ToonCast Classic, the first version of this show, everybody was like, you got to do Gargoyles. You got to do Gargoyles. When are you going to do Gargoyles? It might be a couple of months before we get to it, folks, but episode 60 will be Gargoyles. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Sketch 1984.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Schwingo.
1,000 years ago, superstition and the sword ruled. It was a time of darkness. It was a world of fear. It was the age of gargoyles. Stone by day, warriors by night. We were betrayed by the humans we had sworn to protect, frozen in stone by a magic spell for 1,000 years. Now here in Manhattan, the spell is broken, and we live again. Defenders of the night. We are gargoyles.